The gods are on your side, even when you least feel it.
Yep, they are.
The gods of the universe, the powers that be, the force that drives the journey, the show. Yes, the real strength at the core of the universe, the strength that has sustained everything from the beginning. Not that there ever really was a beginning. There only ever is a now. Now is the beginning of now. Yes, the gods of the universe are favorable, are on your side, even when you least appreciate it. Now, this is the message from the book of Job, by the way, for those of you who are steeped in the Bible and those of you of the Christian disposition. But it isn't only in the Christian, biblical, Judeo-Christian tradition, if you like, that the wisdom of the book of Job is evident. It is evident wherever human beings are to be found for one big reason. And I'm going to tell you what I think the one big reason is. Because I feel like doing it. I just feel like now is the time to say something about why the gods are favorable. You see, everything evolves, and the forces that cause or help or support the future are not all that mysterious. They operate according to certain habits. And one of the habits that the positive force of survival has is something that comes to human beings as an experience which we call a mindset. Yeah, we have a mindset. Now, when, you know, we're in the shits, when the world around us is entirely, you know, awful, dreadful, falling apart, when we feel at our worst, feel at our lowest, feel at our minimalist, feel at our least significant, least meaningful, feel most like a turd, T-U-R-D, you know, on the back end of the most horrid creature ever invented by imagination. When we feel the lowest of the low, the universe is still there, wishing us well, standing by to help us. And all we have to do in order to avail of the power of the universe for survival is to keep on doing one thing, one single thing. And provided we do that one single thing, the universe is able to support and assist us and take us into a better future. Now, what is that one thing? And that's the one thing that as soon as I mention it, you're going to say, well, of course, it's the most obvious thing in the whole world. I knew that all along. And you do know it already. You know the secret of the universe's success. You know what has determined the survival of the fittest. You know it. And it's this. And it's this. And I'm reluctant to say the word, because as soon as I say the word, you know, the bubble will burst and your curiosity will be over. And you will then know that you knew it all along. And that I'm not a wise guy. I'm only simply giving voice to what the universe has compelled me to voice today. And the secret is breath, breathing. The key which will permit the universe to be its benign self is breathing. Now, you're either saying to yourself, but of course, that's obvious as anything, and I knew that all along. Or you're saying, he's bonkers, I don't believe a single word of it. So I'm going to speak to those of you who think he's bonkers and who are not at all persuaded and think this is a whole load of, New Age rubbish. Let me ask you to think of all the people who have screwed up. In fact, no. Think of the person in the world who you can remember, who did something awful, who ruined their own life, who, really and truly, was a disaster to their family, was a disaster to themselves, did something that you can't actually imagine anybody recovering from at all. In fact, you probably think that, you might even go so far as to say, well, it would have been better for them if they were no longer alive. Think of that person who did survive, who did keep breathing, right? What happened to them after their life didn't seem as if it was contributing anything good to the universe? What happened next? Now, we can all think of some people. I mean, I'm just going to use one image, Jack the Ripper, right? Who did some awful, awful things. I can't actually even remember. Did they ever catch Jack the Ripper? I don't think they did, actually. I mean, that was a dreadful creature, right? But it doesn't matter. That's a metaphor. Jack the Ripper is a metaphor in this conversation or in this presentation. But Jack the Ripper continued to breathe. And because Jack the Ripper continued to breathe, the universe was able to use its benign force and influence. And Jack the Ripper became a better person. And that's what I want to present to you, that provided you continue to breathe, no matter how bad you feel, no matter how awful the world is, the universe is ready to help you along, to turn it round. And the only thing that the universe requires of you is that you keep on breathing. Now, I mean, let me make this sound less ridiculous. The universe is not a force for a certain standard of living. The universe is not there to ensure that you have a brand new motor car or even a second-hand motor car or even are able to afford a bicycle, because obviously there are loads of people in the world who don't have as much as a bicycle to rub together. But they are worth it. They are people of worth. The universe is ensuring that they are people of worth. They may suffer, they may be joyful. Many people who live at a standard of living way, 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 way below mine are happier than I am, I suspect. I mean, I'm not the happiest person in the world, right? I'm working on it, right? Don't get me wrong, I haven't given up on increasing the extent to which I'm happy, right? But I do believe that there are almost certainly communities where happiness is more general than, here in Cork in Ireland. There are impoverished people who have a sense of greater happiness than people who live in, relatively, shall we say, well-off sections of suburbia in Cork City, with mortgages around them and all that kind of stuff. So the universe is not there to guarantee us, particular level of anything. But it's there to help us to be meaningful. Help us to be significant. Help us to be part of the whole show. To be one of that living community. And the only thing that will disqualify you from being part of this living communal sense of belonging is if you stop breathing, and when you stop breathing. And that's it, you know. So, to those who are feeling, for sake of argument, now, as if life isn't worth living, and life is a shithead, life is a, you know, who said life is a bitch and then you're dead, or something like that. But to those who are feeling really as if it's really tough and very hard to keep going, yes, it is hard to keep going. There are times when it's excruciatingly hard to keep going. But the universe is there for you, provided you do keep going and keep on breathing. Until, of course, you know, our mortal coil runs out and, you know, is our time to be recycled, and whatever you care to believe is your business, so to speak, about what happens in the hereafter or the afterlife, or what happens to you when you go in the ground and you are recycled or you're incinerated or whatever else you like, right? All of that is a matter for your belief, and I'm not treading on that. But I'm actually saying that today is a day to breathe. And I'm afraid that's all I have to say right now.